let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. When the hit came at Pearl Harbor, the U.S. was unprepared for war. It was a matter of catch up on all fronts. Combat aircraft were desperately lacking, and since the airplane factories were on the West Coast and planes were needed on the East to be shipped to Europe and Africa, qualified combat pilots were at a premium, but being used to ferry the new planes across the country. To free the men for combat, four-star General Henry Hap Arnold, commanding general of the U.S. Army Air Forces, decided to fill the void with the Little Women, whose place had previously been at home. Out of dire necessity, the roles were dropped and the Women's Air Force Service Pilots, WASP, were born. They were the first women in American history to fly military aircraft after vigorous, intense training, as grueling and demanding as the men's. They graduated as qualified pilots to become the Homeland's Flying Forces. A WASP brief flight by Sharon Lynn is their proud record of achievement through the eyes of Eileen B. Evans, Women's Air Force Service Pilot, from her original correspondence, Letters from Family and Friends. Sharon Lynn is also the author of No Human Involved, NHI, a fictional novel based on a series of 53 real murders that took place in San Diego during the late 1980s. She and her singer husband, Juanito Medina, divide their time between San Diego and a ranchito on the Sea of Cortez and Baja California Sur between La Paz and Los Cabos. Sharon Lynn with us on This Week in America to tell us about the biographical history, A WASP's Free Flight. Sharon, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to be telling the story because it's been hidden away for generations now, so that the men combat pilots could get all the glory during World War II.
It's an amazing story as I'm reading this. In fact, to be honest, I had to read it like twice to make sure I understood. I had never heard of this group out there before, and they were treated so badly, as you'll find out reading the book and through our brief conversation with Sharon on the program today. What was your inspiration for writing the book and telling this important story?
I had a cousin whose mother was in the WASP. When she died, she left like 10 Xerox boxes of memorabilia about the WASP and all the letters. So the book is over 500 pages of letters that she wrote to her mom wrote to her family wrote, and her boyfriends wrote. So it's really a running history of the WASP during World War II.
If I said painstaking, that would not be an overstatement in terms of the research that you had to do in going back and compiling all this, would it? That said, that probably is the appropriate term.
Yes, it is. It was really something because her mom was a saver of everything, including bills. So it took me almost 15 years just to go through everything, get the letters out and decipher them and write them down verbatim as they were written.
You know, it's interesting because there is really, up to this time, no real documentation, no real record. What was it like doing the research for this book? Because it's not like you go to the library and you've got like a full section devoted to this. You really had to be a detective, didn't you?
Well, it was. And the thing is that there have been books written about the WASP, but not from all of these views. It's like when you read the letters, it's like you were there.
Yes.
Going through all of the training that they went through. There were over 2,500 women that applied to be in the WASP. And there were only 1,074 that actually were in the WASP during the two brief years that they were in existence.
This is an amazing journey that they were on, and you're right there with them through the book, A WASP Brief Flight by Sharon Lynn, our guest on the program. If you're Googling, Sharon is Sheron, Lynn, Linn. I'll give you information where you can find the book here in just a few minutes. And of course, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. So exactly explain who these women were.
Well, the women were actually pilots before they were in the WASP.
Yes.
They obviously were very smart and very patriotic. They did not get actually into the Army. They were considered civil servants, so they didn't get any benefits, any of the benefits. There were 38 were killed during the time that they were in service. They had to pay their own way, their own families had to pay their own way back for the bodies, and they weren't allowed to put silver stars, gold stars on the windows. They never got any kind of benefits from the government.
You know, that's just amazing as the story unfolds and you read that, and Sharon does an excellent job of presenting all of this. As you were doing the research and fully understood the scope of what they did and how little recognition they received, were you outraged at times? Were you angered when you were, you know, going back and realizing what they went through and what little recognition they got for it?
I was angered in a way, because the men just got all the glory. If you look at movies about World War II, you will not see one about the women. So
yes,
that pretty much explains it all.
That sort of sums it up, doesn't it? I mean, it's an amazing story in the book, A WASP Brief Flight. Why hasn't the public been more aware they existed during World War II and the vital part they played, especially in freeing the male pilots, combat pilots, and the key role they played in that?
They actually, they did the same training as the combat pilots, and it was brutal. And they also, they flew from the West Coast to the East Coast. This was at the time there was no radar. The reckoning was just looking out your window of the plane and trying to find out where you were. They did cross-country flights the first, sometimes three a week. So they were doing everything. They also towed targets for the men to practice on. They flew VIPs across the country. They actually were test pilots, and they were also instructors for combat pilots. So they really played a very vital role during that time.
They certainly did, and they get the recognition that they deserve in Sharon's book. In the book, by the way, available for sale at all Amazon sites. You'll find it at Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's bookstore. That would be Page Turner book, pageturner.us/bookstore. Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and a lot more. I did sort of a very brief history, about two sentences worth in the beginning. Talk about how the WASP got started and why Hep Arnold had this idea of, you know, I think I can solve this problem by having women pilots actually participate. How did this all start?
It started because the men were needed in combat. And so early in 1942, Nancy Harkness Love, who was a dedicated aviator, approached General Hap Arnold, who was the commanding general of the Army Air Force, and proposed that the women take over for the men so that they could go to combat. He went before a dubious Congress, and they said, well, it can be experimental, it's purely voluntary, and they put them in the civil service. They did not actually put them into the Air Force. So the course was 25 weeks. The pilots had to be licensed. 25,000 women applied.
It's just amazing the number who were willing to step forward. You mentioned a number of deaths as well, and you mentioned the perilous time back then. Aviation was totally different. I mean, flying by the seat of your pants, that's probably where that expression came from in an era yes. like that, because that's literally what you were doing, in particular, going from coast to coast. The military records for the WASP and their achievements immediately classified as secret and categorized as classified for like over 30 years. This really cheated them out of their place in history, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And I've talked to young people when I've been in the airports and asked them, did they know who the WASP were? And nobody has a clue. Very few people actually even know that they existed today, which is a crying shame.
Well, it really is, and that's why your book is so important in getting that out there. That's a piece of American history, a vital piece of American history, a vital piece to the outcome of World War II. It was just an amazing story that has not been told until now. The book we're talking about by Sharon Lynn, Sheronlinn. The book is A WASP Brief Flight. It's available at pageturner.us in the bookstore. Other places, I'll go through that again before the end of the program. Talk about some of the other examples of the parts they played in the war, because they were extremely instrumental.
They were actually, the flying was amazing. They were flying by the seat of their pants. They actually, when they started out at an Air Force base called the Avenger Field, which had been a base for the combat pilots. So the pilot, when they got to the base, there were no uniforms. So they took over what they called the zoot suits from the men. So they, from the time that they were there, they were just like orphans left out there. I'll just give you one example.
Yes, please.
One of the women was doing a cross country, which means they were going all across the country, and they only flew during the day because there was no radar. So coming back through Blythe, which is in California, one of the women engine started sputtering. So she looked for a place to land, saw some buildings, some long buildings, and it looked like a parade ground. So she decided she better land. She landed in the middle of this parade ground, which was full of holes and stuff, and found out she was in a Japanese internment camp.
Oh, jeez. Stories like that, Sharon captures in her book, A WASP Brief Flight. Talk about Eileen. This is what the woman who got you started. Talk about some of her experiences that you you write about in your book.
Well, she actually, all the letters, she wrote almost daily to her mom, and then explaining during the training what she was going through, it would be hours and hours of classes, and then they would actually, when they'd start flying, they started in biplanes, and so they would, their bodies would ache after they'd get through flying. So she, and she was also a reporter for the Avenger, which was a newspaper that for the Avenger field. So she was very expressive. It's not a book that you would read through in a day. It's like you would read maybe 5 or 6 pages of letters every day. And so you get a real picture of what it was like to go through the training, and then also afterwards, the flights that they made, where they would take the planes from California and fly across country, and they would fly through all kinds of weather. They would sometimes run out of gas. Their experiences were, and then they would have to take trains or buses back to California.
It's just amazing. And you think of all of the time, the effort, the financing that went into training them. And then what they, when they were finished, it was just the end. They had no more role for them in the military.
Well, that's what happened is as the war was won in Europe, the government just gave them 30 days and said, you're through. December 20th of 1944. And they weren't even given money to get home. They had to pay their own way home. And it was just, it was astounding because there were another 2,000 women that were waiting in line to get into the WASP at that time.
And that's amazing. There were that many women qualified wanting these positions. It was very selective to get in. I mean, it's a part of history that for many of us we're hearing about for the first time. This is the WASP, the Women's Air Force Service Pilots. The book is called A WASP Brief Flight by Sharon Lynn. The book is available at all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore. Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. It's a fascinating story, one that needs to be told, and Sharon has done an excellent job of presenting that to, as I say, many of us hearing about it for the first time. Googling it, you'll spell Sharon, S-H-E-R-O-N, Lynn is L-I-N-N. Sharon, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. What a fascinating book this is. What a great story. Thank you for sharing this with us on the program.
You're very welcome, and I hope people will read it.
They really need to and understand and appreciate the role that women played from a military standpoint during World War II. It's an excellent book, WASP Brief Flight. You'll find the information at pageturner.us in the bookstore. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.